Some Gardaí policing Irish roads, a substantial number, according to an independent report, are openly hostile towards doing their job, not doing their job, and have no interest in doing their job. Manning checkpoints, spotting and carrying out tests on people for driving while on drink, drugs, speeding or using their phones. And their managers are either afraid or unwilling to intervene and manage them. That's what independent inspectors found when they sat in cars with Gardaí on roads policing duty and reported to Gardaí HQ in an as yet unpublished report discussed at a public meeting of the Policing and Community Safety Authority yesterday. Head of the authority, Elaine Byrne, says the report is a wake-up call for Gardaí. Outgoing Garda Commissioner Drew Harris says he's shocked. We asked the Garda Commissioner and the Garda Representative Association to talk to us this morning, but neither are available to us. We'll talk to the Minister with responsibility for road safety later. Leo Ligio is Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association and father of 16-year-old Marcia, who died after being hit by a car in 2005. Leo, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning, Gavin. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Your reaction to what you've heard and read from these reports?
As you said, as someone who lost my daughter through dangerous driving, this report has left me absolutely devastated. To learn that the Gardaí is assigned specifically to roads policing and they're refusing to do their jobs, it's open contempt. And it's not just shocking, it's heartbreaking.
Sorry, go ahead, Leo.
Families like ours rely on the Gardaí to uphold the law and to protect our lives. But the report shows that not only did the Gardaí fail at their basic duties, speed checks, road testing and drug driving, but they also didn't care. They didn't even care that they were being watched or monitored. That's a complete betrayal of trust. And worse still, the culture of silence and fear among the management. The idea that supervisors were too afraid and unwilling to step in, that's a systemic failure, and real people are paying with their lives.
You regularly talk with Gardaí in your role as Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association. Had you any indication before this report that this was going on?
Well, I was supposed to know that this was going on, but I did know that they did hear that one or two of them were very frustrated because they were arresting people, charging them, and then the courts, they're just being let go by the courts. So it's all across the board. It's the justice system, the Gardaí, the justice system, the DPP. There doesn't seem to be a will there anymore for road safety.
Have you lost confidence in road policing as a result of what you've read and heard?
After what I've heard today, yes, there are Gardaí, good Gardaí out there that are doing their job. And to them, I say they work hard and I say thank you to them. But this is a moment where the silence and the good can't just let the failures of the others out unchallenged. I have to speak up and demand better. The public and grieving families deserve nothing less.
So how could your confidence be restored?
We were calling for a face-to-face meeting with the Garda Commissioner and the Minister for Justice, the families of road victims, every innocent person placed at risk by the failures of the Garda and their leadership deserve the truth, a sincere apology and concrete assurances that this is never going to happen again. It's time for the government and the justice system to move beyond words.
And how could they do that? I mean, what questions would you have for Drew Harris about making sure that this doesn't happen again?
Well, we tried to meet you, Drew Harris, over the last couple of years, and he refused. He just didn't want to meet us. And the questions are, when are we going to get the Garda numbers up? When are they going to be put in the policing? And the government is the time for the promises and the reports are gone. We need action now from the government. It's time for government just to move beyond words, reports and empty promises. We need action, not just someday, but now. We don't want these things happening 2 or 3 years down the line. We need them to happen now. People are dying now. And we need to move on from the promises.
Our colleague Paul Reynolds at the news conference which addressed this yesterday, asked Drew Harris why couldn't he as commissioner just identify the people who aren't doing their job and just move them on and transfer them. And he said it's a wider, there are wider systemic issues, and I think that doesn't actually address some of the underlying things that it points to. He suggests that this is a bigger problem. How would he address this problem?
Well, I know the Gardaí never had confidence in Mr. Harris in the first place. But maybe with the new commissioner coming in, things might change. I just hope it's not this blue wall that we always hear about that's being put up and the cover-ups. Because us families, we don't need that. Because it just confirms that most of our families fear, that even after the crash, even after the funeral, the system still doesn't care enough to protect the next child, the next mother, the next brother.
Leo Ligio, Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. We'll talk to Sean Canny, the Minister of State with Responsibility for Road Safety, later in the programme. It's 7:25.